Our next in-depth guest joining us live in the KBOO studios is Mark Haass, currently an Oregon State Senator from District 14 in Washington County. Mark's known for being the tax expert in the state Senate and was architect of the recently passed Student Success Act, which establishes a corporate activity tax to fund grades K through 12 education. Mark is now running for Oregon Secretary of State in the election coming up this November. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today at KBOO.
It's a pleasure to be here on KBOO, one of the last bastions of locally owned radio, and I'm very proud to be here.
And we talked before we went on about how you started in radio.
Started in small radio stations,
yeah.
So I have an affinity
love
for
the,
everybody here.
Media.
Yes.
Now, Mark, you've had a very productive and successful run in the Oregon State Senate, and this goes back to 2008 when you first got elected. What inspired you to enter the race for Secretary of State?
Well, it was really the same thing that inspired me to get into public service to begin with. I grew up in this state, and while I was a journalist here at KATU and other places, I noticed during the 1990s that the values that I grew up with in Oregon had been eroded, and especially to education, where a series of tax cuts had gone through. And so I ran in 2000, 2001, and got a seat into the Oregon legislature and tried to turn back those eroded values and to try to right the ship on education. And so that has brought me full circle to this law that you just mentioned, the Student Success Act, that passed in 2019. And I think it did right that ship. We are now going to be putting more than $1 billion a year into K through 12 education, and that gets us back to where we were in the beginning. And in the burden on the tax burden on business now goes from the bottom up to in the 30s somewhere. And I think it was fair and appropriate, and that feels like a completion to the work that I set out to do in the legislature. And this job kind of plays to my skill strength as a journalist and accountability and election security and campaign finance reform, and that's why I'm running.
And we'll talk about some of those. I think most people know, at least what little I know about the Secretary of State, you're responsible for overseeing elections in the state. But that's not all the Secretary does. Can you tell us about some of the other responsibilities?
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised to find out that there are some rather quirky constitutional requirements of the Secretary of State. One is the one that you mentioned, the overseer of elections, which means the Secretary of State is in charge of all of the elections in Oregon and in charge of the 36 counties and the county elections officials, and has to make sure that everything runs smooth and that make sure that our elections are secure, which didn't used to be such a big deal as it has become in the last few years. And so I've been working on some proposals, some ideas to make our system more secure. We're lucky in Oregon because we have vote by mail. And because of that, we're sort of protected from massive voter fraud, because as we always say, you can't hack paper. But we do have some issues relating to our database of registered voters, 2.8 million people in that database, and we need more protective firewalls than exist now. And I'm working with some people to figure out how to do that, because we don't need to be just one step ahead of the meddlers or the bad guys. We need to be about 10 miles ahead. And so that's very, very important for the Secretary of State. But there are some other jobs required for this office. One of them is you're the auditor of public accounts, as it's delineated in the Constitution in that quaint 20th century language. And that means you have to check and make sure that at your discretion, state agencies are running the way they're supposed to be, not just that the money is spent wisely and the balance sheets add up, but that the intent of the laws and the programs are being followed, that there is no discrimination, that ethics are being followed, that standards are being met, and all those kinds of things that don't necessarily have to do with money, although that's a big part of it, but just to make sure everybody's on the same page. And the audits division is the biggest division in the Secretary of State's office. I think there are 75 auditors down there now. And the Secretary of State has the discretion of saying, okay, let's look at this. And then the auditors take over. And once the auditors take over, the Secretary of State lets them do their job if the Secretary of State is doing his or her job.
Now, I looked this up, and one thing you didn't mention, and it's extremely important, you're first in line if something happens to the governor. That's actually how Kate Brown became governor when Governor Kitzhaber resigned.
Well, that's true, and that did happen, and it's in our memory banks because it just happened, I think, 4 years ago.
Right.
but in Oregon's history, 160 years or so.
Hasn't happened often.
It's very, very, very rare.
Now let's talk about, you mentioned voter fraud. First of all, I wonder what the incidence, is there any data on the incidence of voter fraud in Oregon?
No,
it doesn't
no.
seem like a big problem.
We don't have any, but we have increasing incidences of misinformation, which is becoming a huge problem. For example, in the last election, someone reported and put on Facebook, and it started picking up and going viral, that election ballots were already being counted in one of our counties in eastern Oregon.
So social media is able to...
And a couple of these rumors started, and a few employees in the Secretary of State's office just kind of chasing down these rumors, and it was not an effective way to deter that. And so we're working on some strategies to deal with intentional misinformation during elections, which is unfortunately become a trend, a thing. And but there are like all other security measures, there are ways to deal with that, and we're working on that.
Now, one thing that Republican Dennis Richardson was the last elected Oregon Secretary of State. Tragically, he died in office, so there's somebody else in that position now. I kind of liked him, but and I heard a lot of good things about him. But since he was a Republican, I was very suspect because all over the country, there's these Republican secretaries of state doing things like cross-check, kicking voters off the rolls, eligible voters, making it very difficult for them, and in a way seems to be tipping the scales away from a more democratic process. That always concerned me about this happening in Oregon, and some people might feel maybe Republicans aren't well represented here and do something to change that. Is that something that you intend to address as Secretary of State? Again, I think we have one of the best systems in the country, mm-hmm. this vote by mail and the motor voter registration.
Well, the Constitution is the document that makes it partisan. And unless voters change that to make it nonpartisan, I think we're left with a partisan system. People who know me as a pretty independent straight shooter. Regardless of my party affiliation as a Democrat. I've heard some of those criticisms against Dennis Richardson. I knew him in the legislature. I liked him too. I don't think he was ever criticized for trying to mess with voters or elections.
And I don't mean to imply that. Since he was Republican, there's a lot of pressure placed on members of that party to do what the higher-ups want them to do.
And I think you're going to get that regardless of who is in there, because there are a lot of discretion. Like, depending on an audit you may or may not do, someone could say, well, sure, you're going to go after the schools because Republicans don't like schools or, you know, whatever the D subject line is. And so I just think that it's imperative that Oregonians represent someone to this office that they know is independent and that they know they can trust. And if you go back in my career, 18 years as a legislator and many years before that as a journalist in Oregon, they know they can trust me.
Now, some of the issues that the Secretary of State, the new Secretary of State, will face, one of them is currently the Democratic Party doesn't allow unaffiliated voters participating in the primary election process. First of all, why enact a policy like that? What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks?
Well, there are some drawbacks. I have asked the Democrats officially to open up the primary to non-affiliated voters, not Republicans, not independents, but non-affiliated. And that's because this is now the largest category of voters in our state. 41% of all Oregon voters are not affiliated.
I mean, they haven't declared Democratic, Republican, or independent parties.
So we have a bigger category there than either of the two parties. There's 34% Democrat and 25% Republican voters in the state. So I just think at some point we have to meet these voters where they live. And it's true, these voters could just register to be a Democrat. But it's funny, I talked to some of these voters, and you'd be surprised to know that some of them are Bernie Sanders supporters. And if you tell them, well, why don't you just register to become a Democrat? They'll respond, I don't want to be a Democrat. I don't want to be a part of that organization. I just want to vote for my guy. And so I don't know what the right breakdown is. It's 40%. Now it's 41%. Do we wait till it gets to be 50% and hardly any registered voters left?
Right.
And when we deal with this, and this really feels like a massive conversation for the entire state to have, is how do we get more people to participate in these primaries? Because right now we're closing the majority of voters out.
Now, one thing, we talked again about this before we sat down at the mic. The election in 2020 is extremely important for the Oregon Secretary of State, who's ever elected, because of the redistricting as a result of the 2020 census. What are your thoughts on that and plans based on the census data coming around?
Well, I'm the only candidate that's running that's not been in not one but two redistricting sessions. My very first one in 2001 was a redistricting session. It was very, very, very intense. We were lucky in that session because there was a feisty band of Democrats in the House, including Deborah Cafore, Jeff Merkley, myself, Betsy Johnson, that prevented a Republican gerrymandering scheme from going through. And at the time, Republicans controlled. And had we not been able to do that, Oregon would have been no different than North Carolina, Wisconsin, some of these other states that have been in courts for years trying to undo that. And so I went through that one. And then again in 2011, when the legislature got together in a bipartisan way, this was when the House was a 30-30 even split, and passed the redistricting maps on its own without having to go to the Secretary of State. And that is the preferred method. That's the method that's called for in the Constitution. I hope that method occurs again. I hope that same outcome occurs again in 2021. If it doesn't, the Constitution says then it falls upon the Secretary of State.
You would be the arbiter, but hopefully you would stay out of that and legislature could come to an agreement.
But I'll be ready.
Yes.
I'll be there with my maps. The software on these redistricting sessions are just absolutely amazing, and I'll be ready. And the pressures on redistricting are just incredible. And we will likely have a sixth congressional seat in Oregon, and we only need all new congressional boundaries and, of course, all new legislative boundaries. And so I will be ready.
Now, the Secretary of State, in addition to everything we've talked about, I mean, it's an incredibly complex job, also has some sway over social issues. Can you tell us how you would use the office to address, say, issues like child welfare and drug addiction issues?
Yeah, I can do both of those. For whatever reason, tragically, at least for the last 20 years since I've been in the legislature, Oregon has a terrible record of taking care of kids in its custody, like foster kids. And I think the Secretary of State, as an independent agency, should house the Child Care Ombudsman Office, the investigative office, because structurally, when it's in the same agency that's delivering these services, it's hard to check and have any kind of check and balance. So I would establish a Child Care Ombudsman's Office in the Secretary of State's office. As for addiction recovery, I think this touches close to home for a lot of Oregonians. I don't think most people have to go too far before they know of a friend or relative who's got an addiction problem.
Our last guest lost her son to drug addiction.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
The pre-recorded in-depth.
There you go. I lost a colleague at my private sector job last year in an overdose. And there are recovery services out there, but they're all, like, uncoordinated. They might work in Pendleton. They don't work in Portland. There's insurance plans out there, but they also vary. And what we really need is to coordinate and integrate these recovery options and get on top of this thing, because it's one of the biggest killers in Oregon.
Now, Mark, how can people find out more about your campaign, and if they like what they hear, help support you?
Yes, thanks. MarkHass.com, MarkHass. I want to define myself in this race as the person who has more of the policies and proposals and ideas. And so on my website, I do have five or six policies relating to things like taking care of kids and primaries and getting more voters into the system, same-day registration. And so that's all there. And I appreciate it. I told my wife, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to be the one candidate with the new policies and the new ideas in this campaign. So I encourage everyone who appreciates that and to step forward, and I'd love to engage everybody.
Well, Mark, thanks very much for talking with us at KBOO today and coming into the studio.
You betcha. Thank you.
It's like old times.
Yes.
We've been speaking with Mark Hass, the state senator from District 14 and current candidate for Oregon Secretary of State. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.